Well, it is time for the Valley Talk program, and we're going to talk Crookston Community Theater. And we have Jordan Hasbrook, Ariana Osgard, and Arlie Rudnick all in. And, well, I guess we'll jump right into it. And so, obviously, you're here. That means something is coming up. And who wants to start off by introducing what play is going to happen?
Well, thanks for having us here today. And the community theater is putting on a show that will be taking place on April 25th through the 27th at the Eagles. And so this show is actually going to be, there are 8 cast members, and this show is not typical stage acting, but it is designed like a 1940s radio show with
live sound effects.
Yep, live sound effects and just a lot of voice acting, a lot of cast members doing different characters, and so yeah, this is it's going to be nice. It's nice to do something a little bit different. This is the first radio type show I've ever been in.
Sure.
So.
And Jordan, since we have you talking, tell us more maybe about yourself and how many different productions you've been a part of.
Well, I don't even know now if I had to tally them up, but I've been involved with the community theater since, I would say I was probably about 25 when I started. Okay. So I've been in quite a few different productions here on and off throughout the years. So I'd probably say maybe 7 or 8 of them.
Okay.
I guess you know, it's a lot of fun, and we're always looking for more people to to get involved with.
Yes.
It and as I said before, it is a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. But and speaking of the community theater, I was given this little thing to read here. It gives a little backstory, or just a little bit of history on the community theater. It's it says CCT began in 1958, and back then the dues were $2.50. It was inactive for a time. but it started up in started back up again in 1969, and since then it's been going strong for 55 years. The goal for CCT is to do 3 shows a year, and they've included the radio show now. So they want to do 3 shows a year, so one will be the radio show, regular stage play, and children's theater. And they are also going to be, for the 2024 season, they are going to have it set up the same way. So there will be a radio show, a play, as well as a children's theater.
Which we did a radio show back, was it July?
Last July.
Back in July. It was supposed to be like around this time.
Yeah, but everything just
postponed that, yeah.
Sure. And Ariana Osgard, how about you? How long have you been a part of, not only CCT, but...
I actually started out doing children's theater, I think probably when I was about 7 or so.
Oh, wow.
So
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I think it was Robin Hood. I was
sure.
So it's been a while, but my first big community theater play was actually Nutcrackers, and I think that was 2003.
Okay.
Or so I mean, I was about, oh God, was I 11? Yeah. Yeah, I would have been 11 there. So.
Wow.
Yeah, and I got to meet a lot of the big members of Crookston Community Theater, so like Phyllis, Hagen, mm-hmm. Gaywick, Joyce Johnson.
Sure.
All of them. So.
And Arlie, how about you?
Same with Ariana. I've been in theater since I was a younger kid, so I've probably been in. Oh, goodness.
I'm putting you on the spot here because if you ask me how long I've been doing, I don't know either. So.
Right. Yeah. Well, because I've been in Crookston Community Theater and theater shows as a kid, so probably about 10 to 15, yep, give or take.
So all 3 of you are seasoned veterans.
Yes.
I've also done high school
plays too. Yeah, high school plays too.
Yep. And I guess as the one question I'm sure you get all the time is maybe when either before or after, how hard is it to remember all your lines?
Well, the radio show is actually quite easy because we actually get a script to read off of.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, we have our scripts right in front of us, so we don't have to memorize as bad. So it's really easy.
I mean, for me, I have a good memory still. So that's one of my things I'm proud of is being able to memorize lines. But
yeah,
it's nice with this that we don't have to do that.
Yeah.
Because our lead struggling with that currently.
Yeah.
But as far as other shows go, it can be difficult to remember your lines, but
especially when working off someone else too.
Sure. Yeah.
Exactly.
It's easier though when you have the pressure of an audience in front of you, because that sort of forces you to remember your lines.
For a non-radio show where you're not reading the script, how long does it take to get ready for the production?
Usually about, it depends, 2 months, month and a half, somewhere's around there.
Speaking of just regular show, we do have, I think in October, we're supposed to be having
another production,
The Glass Menagerie.
Oh,
it's a Tennessee Williams play.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, but that'll be cool. To be determined, yeah.
So stay tuned.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be directed by Joyce Johnson, I think.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And Joyce directed the last Tennessee Williams play that we had did, which was Cat on a Hot Tin Roof.
Sure.
So.
Okay.
She's directed a lot of plays. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I've been in a lot of them.
Yeah.
And tell us more about the play that's coming up here, the radio show, on April 25th through the 27th, again at the Crixton Eagles Club. What should, you said live sound effects, and that is going to be a unique thing as well.
Yes.
Yep. It's a old style radio play. So it's a 1942, that's where it takes place in Los Angeles. It's a detective story. It's called Rick Lowell, Private Detective, The Stuff That Dreams Are Made Of.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's supposed to be kind of by Anthony E. Palermo.
Okay.
Palermo.
Yep. You're good.
And, so, just it's sort of like an old-timey radio, story, sort of like the Shadow or Dick Tracy or something like that.
Yeah.
So. I was always fascinated by the old, and I hear them once in a while still, and it's all the work that goes into it. This isn't something that you just decide to do and do.
There's a lot of production.
I know, like 10 years ago, I went on this little library tour outside of International Falls talking about radio theater and all that, like the history of it and whatnot. So
a lot goes into it.
Yeah, it does.
So there'll be literally people crumpling paper
and
doing footsteps and different
dropping
things like
sandbags.
That. Yeah.
Yep, there will be a lot of that, and also a lot of different. There's 8 cast members, so the cast is including, the 3 of us, so myself, Ariana, and Arlie, and as well as Gay Wick, Ian McRae, Michael Lyseth. Lynn Mullins was on our cast, but she unfortunately hurt her ankle and is not able to. So Danny Johansson is going to be filling in for her. And so our director is Colleen McRae, and also assisted by Megan Benoit, and as well as Sandy Perkins is helping with sound effects.
Okay. And as far as the radio show goes, maybe tell us more what people can, without giving stuff away, of course, maybe more of what people can expect.
Well, it is a murder mystery, and there's a lot of different characters. There's only 8 people in our cast, but there are several characters, so there's a lot of people who are going to be playing
multiple
characters. And it is it's a murder mystery.
Very
and
reminiscent of like a 1940s, like Humphrey Bogart type detective story.
Well, and it's supposed to be around like Pearl Harbor and
Yeah, it takes place during World War II. Okay. And, yeah. And it is a murder mystery, but there's also several people who are not... try not to giving anything away here.
Yeah.
Be careful now.
There are a lot of different angles.
Sure. Mm-hmm. A lot of twists and turns.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Yes.
Yeah, so it'll keep people on their... Well, on the edge of their seat trying to figure out...
Yes.
And there's some funny quips in there, too.
Oh, yeah. There should be
lots
a lot
of sarcasm.
Too.
Can't have theater without some little comedy. Yeah.
Right.
Exactly.
And then, of course, we got Ray Friedland, who's in our playing
absolutely.
The detective.
Absolutely. Okay. Yeah.
And very recognizable voice.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Raymond Lee, our longtime morning announcer here. And,
absolutely.
So he'll be... And he's been active in quite a few plays as well.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And we're happy to have him.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe tell us about how do people, can you get tickets, can you get them at the door, or how do you go
It'll
about
be
that?
Yes, you can get it at the door, though, too.
Is it?
Okay.
Yep, you can.
Oh, I thought...
Yep, you can. Tickets are $15, and they'd be on sale at the door, or
online.
You can go online to onthestage.tickets/Crookston Community Theater.
Okay, and we'll share that link on our Valley Talk right below where we put the recording as well. Again, that's onthestage.tickets, and then after that?
/Crookston Community Theater.
All right. Easy way to get tickets there before you go, and I would assume that you encourage people to get tickets before, because if there is a certain amount of seating available. So.
Correct.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah. Try to get them before.
And it will take place April 25th, 26th, and 27th, and the show begins at 7:00 p.m.
Okay.
And special thanks to the Golden Link for letting us practice there.
And, absolutely.
And the Eagles Club,
the
of
Eagles
course.
And the Eagles Club as well, yes.
Letting us put on the production.
So it'll be April 25th, 26th, 27th at the Crookston Eagles Club at 7 p.m. each night.
Yes.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And anything else people should know?
Well, just be prepared to come and to use your imagination, because there won't be any stage acting. So it's
going
to
be.
And prepare for some fun.
Yeah, maybe even close your eyes and pretend like you are listening to the
Get
radio.
A
right.
Exactly.
If you want to. Yeah,
yep.
A couple of drinks,
couple
have a good
drinks
time.
And have a good time.
Now that always adds to the comedy aspect, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
It does.
Again, we have Jordan Hasbrook, Ariana Osgard, and Arlie Rudnick here, three of the performers that will be in the radio show coming up again April 25th, 26th, 27th at 7 p.m. at the Crookston Eagles Club. Tickets are available online. Again, that's onthestage.tickets/Crookston Community Theater. $15 or available at the door as well. And anything else to add before we wrap up?
Just thank you to Colleen for putting
the show together.
Whole thing on.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And yep. And thank you, Chris, for having us on.
Yeah. Well,
absolutely.
Thank you to you for doing this. And I know. You said you have the script, but still a lot of pressure when you're up there, I'm sure.
Yeah, still, with all the sounds and everything, too.
Right,
so.
You got to be right on.
Right on it, yeah. It's all timing and everything else. So it's always an enjoyable performance put on by the CCT. Again, we thank you April 25th, 26th, 27th at the Crookston Eagles Club at 7 p.m. And thanks for stopping by.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Thank you.
Yep, thank you. Again, that's Jordan Hasbrook, Ariana Osgard, and Arlie Rudnick. We thank them for coming in. Again, the Crookston Community Theater will be putting on the radio show. That'll be, again, next weekend, April 25th, 26th, and 27th. That'll be at 7 p.m. at the Crookston Eagles Club. Each night, and $15 for tickets. And again, we'll share that link on our website here in just a little bit, along with the recording as well on our Valley Talk page. Right now, it's 5 minutes before the hour of 11 o'clock, and time for our state news from the Minnesota News Network.